The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development study is aimed at governments, corporations, and policymakers to analyze the dangers cyber attacks present. London School of Economics visiting professor Peter Summer is one of the study authors.
There are actually relatively few, in fact, very, very few cyber threats that are truly global in their impact. On the other hand, there are a very large number of events which could cause localized misery.
Co-author Ian Brown from the Oxford Internet Institute says it is largely governments that can make a big impact.
There is certainly potential for governments to use cyber attacks as part of ongoing warfare. But we said, by and large, it's unlikely, especially that terrorist groups, that hackers, that just criminal gangs would be able to have that kind of impact.
Summers says computers will play a part in future wars.
Most forms of war, or the steps that are less than war but might expand into it, are going to use cyber weapons as part of the portfolio of the range of other weapons that might be available as well.
The report says the most damage would be caused by a coordinated cyber attack or one alongside another incident, such as a national disaster. The United States, NATO, and Britain have made cybersecurity priorities for their national defense. Summer cautions they should not take a conventional defensive approach.
A lot of the solutions to the problems are actually not military. It requires a great deal of cooperation between government and the private sector.
The OECD report says a true cyber war, fought only with computers, is unlikely. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.